And now for the WGXC news. Casey Seeler is reporting in the Times Union. Governor Cuomo said Monday, February 2nd, he would not sign the upcoming state budget unless it includes a five-point package of public ethics reforms. Those reforms would include increased disclosure of outside incomes, restrictions on the personal use of campaign funds, and a constitutional amendment to strip public pensions from corrupt politicians. Cuomo delivered the message during a speech at New York University Law School. He said his proposed system for disclosure could be summed up as, quote, explain the money. State officials would be required to explain who paid how much and for what services. The governor said he would use the leverage he wields in the budget process, even if it meant an interruption in on-time budgets. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Also, there's a video you can watch on our webpage, newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Freeman is reporting the average retail gas line price in New York State fell another 3.2 cents per gallon last week to $2.38 Sunday, February 1st. However, the bottom of the long decline may be at hand. The nationwide average rose nearly 3 cents per gallon last week to $2.05. The four-month slide in nationwide gas line prices has indeed come to a halt, said a senior petroleum analyst with website GasBuddy.com. Wholesale prices on average are up 20 cents per gallon since January 7th, he said. New York State's average gas price Sunday was $1.25 per gallon lower than the same day a year ago and 35.6 cents lower than a month ago. The price of regular gas was between $2.31 and $2.45 per gallon in Catskill Monday. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential. Carl Heastie is the Assembly Democratic Conference's unanimous nominee to be the next Speaker of the State Assembly. Majority Leader Joe Morrell announced Monday, February 2nd. An official vote on the chamber floor will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday. As Silver left the chamber Monday evening, he said Heastie is a good man and he believes the Bronx Democrat will do a good job. As for his 21-year tenure, Silver said, I've had a great run as Speaker. I'll be kind to someone else. Read the full post at Capital Confidential and a Times Union blog. The Associated Press is reporting the weather prognosticating groundhog Puxtawny Phil has forecast six more weeks of winter. The forecast was announced early Monday, February 2nd. A German legend has it that if a furry rodent sees its shadow on February 2nd, winter will last another 6 weeks. If not, spring comes early. In reality, Phil's prediction is decided ahead of time by the Inner Council on Gobbler's Knob, the tiny hill located in the town for which he is named, about 65 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. And now for the weather. Today it is mostly sunny with a high near 21 degrees. Wind chill values as low as negative 1 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of snow showers mainly after 4 a.m. Increasing clouds. There will be a low around 7 degrees. Wind chill values as low as negative 2 degrees. Chance of precipitation is about 30%. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And for the next 3 days, Wednesday, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy, with a high near 33 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as negative 5 degrees. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Wednesday night, a chance of snow after 10 p.m., will be cloudy, and with a low around 20 degrees. Thursday, there will be a chance of snow, mostly cloudy, with a high near 22 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers, partly cloudy, with a low around negative 2 degrees. Friday will be mostly sunny with high near 20 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 8 degrees. The sunrise today was at 7:05 a.m. Sunset today will be at 5:12 p.m., making the length of the day 10 hours and 7 minutes. Now for our public meetings. Today is the first Tuesday of the month. WGXE recommends calling ahead to confirm time and location, and all numbers are in 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Catskill is having a town board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 439 Main Street, Catskill, and the number for that is 943-2141. Columbia County is having an industrial development agency board meeting at 8:30 a.m. Columbia County Capital Resource Corporation Board meeting at 9 a.m. at 4303 Route 9 Hudson. The number for that is 828-4718 Copaic. Is having a park commission meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 230 Mount View Road, Copaic, and the number for that is 329-1234. Durham is having a town board meeting at 7:30 p.m. at the town building. The address for that is 7309 Straight Route 81, East Durham. The number for that is 239-8260. Hunter is having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 5748 Route 23A, Tannersville. The number for that is 263-4020. Ichabod Crane is having a Central School District Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. at Ichabod Crane High School. The address for that is 2910 Route 9, Valatie. The number for that is 758-7577. Lexington is having a town board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the municipal building. The address for that is 3542 Route 42, Lexington. The number for that is 986-6303. Livingston is having a Zoning Boards of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall, County Route 19, Livingston. The number for that is 851-9441. Taconic is having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall, and the address for that is 909 Route 82, Taconic, and the number for that is 851-7638. And this is Pierce bringing the news to you from the WGXC newsroom.